As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oakland School Board has voted to replace the district's long-standing superintendent before the end of her contract in 2027, opting to give Kyla Johnson Trammell a payout to leave at the end of the school year. For more on this, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. And Phil, what we haven't heard is a public reason for this termination.
And we probably won't, Eric, because it's done behind closed doors. You know, being a school superintendent these days is like, you know, being a rodeo bull rider. I mean, it's just not a question about if you're going to get bucked off. It's a question of when. And that's because there's just a lot of things at play. And it's not just in Oakland. It's Santa Clara did it. San Francisco, we've seen it happen. Just about any major district, you're going to have tensions eventually lead to the superintendent leaving. Not the least of which, in Oakland's case, is declining enrollment and then the prospect of closing schools. Added on to that, teachers' contracts that are coming up, and it creates a lot of tension. And it's interesting to note that in this 4-3 vote, those that voted in favor of a removal were the ones that were backed by the teachers' union, and that the teachers' union has not come to her defense. So you have an idea of who's pushing who where, and in this case, it's the superintendent out the door.
Who's going to replace her?
It remains to be seen. It's like we hear a lot about transparency, but let's take a look at this case in point. The school board actually did about 3 meetings behind closed doors. And as Eric said, well, you know, question is, will we ever know why? No, because closed door meetings are supposed to be closed door. You don't discuss it. Second thing is that these superintendent hirings and firings are personnel matters. And you and I know from our years of covering city government, the minute it becomes a personnel matter, everything just gets sealed up. No one comments. They say it could be litigated or whatever. Out of personal respect and privacy, we're not going to talk about it. So it's school boards really have not a lot of transparency when it comes to this. As far as the selection process for her new one, initially, she was going to be having a sort of a say in that. She was going to give them a very smooth transition, the idea, and help pick her successor. I don't think that went over well with the new board, so they're going to go and look at themselves. Now, the thing is, it's going to be a new person, but it's going to be the same problems. Oakland has lost some 40% of its students since the 1990s. It's continuing. It's got financial problems, and there's just not a lot of money to go around. And the union just voted, asked its members for a strike vote. You put those together, and you've already got, you know, even before the new person goes into the job and mounts the bull, the clock's probably already ticking.
All right, Phil, thank you very much. That's KCBS insider Phil Mateer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.